I'm still talking about the church. The church that Christ is building. Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We speak of socialism as being a great challenge to Christianity. But I submit to you that no system can be seriously threatened by an enemy without, until it has first been weakened by some enemy within. I know that those who promote socialism is zealous in their work, yet I am more concerned about the lack of zeal for Christ than I am about the zeal and purpose of the socialists. Lenin once said, socialism can never succeed unless Christianity fails. How many professing Christians in America consider Christ and the church not a central part of their lives? To some, it is only a shot in the arm administered in a short visit to the church on Sunday morning. It becomes a duty, and oftentimes a painful one. Like going to the dentist, the patient heaves a sigh of relief when the pastor says amen and the weekly treatment is over. Though Lenin by no means presented the whole picture, he was right when he said that for many people, religion is a spiritual cocktail that helps to dull the pain of living. The socialist goal is to liquidate religion. They hold the concept that religion is a product of the capitalist system. This is another era of the socialists. Friend, the Christian religion was begun by Jesus Christ, who was by no stretch of the imagination a wealthy American. He was a poor Middle Eastern carpenter. The Bible says, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might be rich. He was born in a borrowed stable. He said, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. He celebrated his Last Supper in a borrowed room. He rode into Jerusalem on a borrowed donkey. He was crucified on a borrowed cross and buried in a borrowed tomb. I take great comfort in the words of Christ when he says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. If the church remains strong, warm, and spirit-filled, we have the promise of our Lord that not even the gates of hell shall prevail against it. But if we allow our Christian faith to be adulterated with materialism, watered down by secularism, and intermingled with humanism, we cannot stand up to a system that has vowed to bury us. Is the church to turn its preaching and teaching facilities over to an all-out fight against socialism? This is not the church's mission. In the time of Christ and the early church, the great peril of Christianity was Rome. This did not mean that the church was to marshal all of its forces simply to fight this enemy. It had a distinctive mission to the world that was neither national nor political. It was to bear witness of Jesus Christ. It was not to employ any kind of state power or to receive any measure of state support. It was to preach the transforming gospel of the grace of God. As Christians, we are to live and minister under all forms of government and to die for our faith if necessary. If socialism takes over this country, it will not be because of the sins of the sinners. It will be because of the sins of the saints. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.